Hi, my name is Kate Garvey. I run Heartbeat Farm on the unceded territories of the Algonquin Anishinaabeg people in the area also known as Ottawa. I'm working on breeding short season sweet potatoes that are adapted to Eastern Ontario's short, intense summers. In 2016-2017, Telsey Andrews of Astraline Edibles saved seed from open pollinated sweet potatoes, and then in 2018, she grew them out and passed the 59 most promising crosses on to me. And last year, I grew out all 59 crosses and recorded data on their growth habit, size, number of tubers, flesh and skin color, and taste. This year, the top 12 crosses were slipped, and then the top 9 slip-producing sweet potatoes, plus a Czech variety of Covington, were grown out in a replicated randomized trial on 3 farms. The other 2 growers were Lisanne Leveillé from Beatbox and Aaron Reichen from Highland Gem. We grew the sweet potatoes on clear plastic to increase the soil temperature, but used different watering and amending techniques. All 3 of us selected the same 3 top varieties that we would definitely grow again, and then the same 2 varieties that we wouldn't bother growing again. The 2 that we wouldn't grow again were both purple varieties that produced a lot of seed, more than any of the other varieties, but had less compact growing habits and smaller tubers. I'm hoping to grow those seeds out next year, with the hope that they cross with one of the other more compact, large tuber varieties that we really liked. When selecting varieties for the trial, I weighted compact growing habit very heavily since farmers had noted difficult harvesting as a disincentive to grow sweet potatoes. And in the future, it would be interesting to study how or if environmental factors impact growing habit, like number of drip lines on a bed. In the future, we also hope to increase the tuber and slip production of the top-performing varieties so that more folks can try growing them. We keep the genetics going.